you take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online. Freetalklive.com is the site. You'll find that the features there are totally free, unlike those other people in this talk radio business that want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it away, so enjoy it. At freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And we go to the phones and to the fun all the way across multiple ponds to Australia, where Tristan is on the line. Tristan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, fellas. How are you today?
Good day, sir. What's on your mind?
Perfect, man. When you capitalism in the last segment there, you actually said something about a voluntary communistic society. And I've actually got a little, I actually had a search about, and I've come up with a commune in Israel that actually tried that through non-forceful means. And it's actually pretty interesting how they ended up.
And how's that?
Basically it started in the early 20th century, based on the ideas of Marx, of course, and they the first generation, purely about 400 people, and then obviously after World War II, their numbers increased a hell of a lot, and formation of Israel, and basically they couldn't survive without government assistance, and it's, it's just something to say about the economic system of communism, really. You can't, you actually can't propagate without force.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I think that certainly
there are more than one example.
Right.
There are communes that have existed elsewhere over
for a long time.
And, I
wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, it doesn't interest me. I'm not, not a big fan of communism. I tend to think that people, should be able to own certain property and that kind of thing, and that property that is owned by no one will be treated as though it is owned by no one.
I have visited a couple of places that might be accurately described as communes. Certainly they were communal living situations, and I believe one was actually outwardly described as a commune, and I knew some people there, and I visited those places a few times, and they were usually not well kept and dirty, and they weren't places I wanted to live, and I think that bespeaks how the organizational system and the incentives or lack thereof affects the way people behave in those systems. And I think you're absolutely right in that in most cases, because of human nature and the born in desire to own things and to have property for oneself, communism, I believe, does run against human nature. But if people want to give those things a try and want to experiment with it, then they should be able to, and I don't think you would say that they shouldn't, right?
No, of course not. I'm not. I'd never be against anyone to actually enter in a voluntary situation, because that's what it is. But something's very interesting. In the 1980s, when the government stopped subsidizing their farm, they actually moved towards more free market reforms. They stopped wage controls, and they actually employed some foreign workers to actually make the farms cost viable financially. And there's still about 160,000 people in there right now.
Where is this 160,000 people? Where?
It's actually a pretty big commune. It's
that is big.
Yeah, it's really, really big. If you just look up kibbutz.
Spell that for me.
K-I-B-B-U-T-Z. I'm actually on the Wikipedia page right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to look up the population of them. But it's a fairly large number.
So you're saying that this particular community does still exist. They've had some more market-based reforms, but they generally are still a communal lifestyle kind of situation.
Much, yeah. In 1989, its population peaked at 129,000.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Good for them. You know, if they're doing it voluntarily, then I fully support their actions. I may not want to join them, but by all means. Tristan, anything else you want to share?
Yeah. No, no, thanks very much.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Or this morning, because it's probably the morning where he is. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Let's talk to Matt, who is on the AMP lines in Illinois. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Real quick, you were talking to, you were reading the email from the Economist. And I wanted to point out that within the English language, many times, just between professions, different words will mean different things.
Sure. So here in the radio profession, we might use a slang term. There are a lot of radio slang terms, like cans is a radio slang term for headphones.
Right. But if you were to talk to a female broadcaster, and I would just say nice cans... Like, you know, that could be, it can be a problem. Yeah, I've actually, you know, I think this happened to me one time. Maybe it was a dream. I don't know. But, you know, this kind of thing can happen.
An implanted false memory.
So this guy just, if he's listening, he shouldn't be so hung up on a term. I think the best example is the legal profession. I mean, they'll talk and you'll think that you know exactly what they said, and then you're in court, and all of a sudden you're going, wait a minute, I didn't know this was going to happen. Well, I explained it to you this way, and, you know, just because the English language is so different to them than it is to the rest of the people in the world, it really means something completely different. And, you know, I wish I could give specific examples, but... just look up words in Black's Law Dictionary, and you'll see it.
Sure.
And then look up the same words in the Webster's Dictionary, and you'll understand.
How about person? I mean, that's one of those legal terms that has just
there you go.
All kinds of crazy definitions.
You would think that a person has two arms, two legs, you know, organs, eyes in the front of their head, that kind of thing.
But no, apparently a corporation is also a person, according to the law.
It's a person, right.
Not even close.
The party. The party of the first part and the party of the second part in those contracts. Yeah, everybody else thinks that a party is a big gathering of people.
Yep.
But to them, a party is just one person.
Very excellent observations. Well, anything else you want to share?
Right. No, that was it.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue. Scott the Bigot is on the line, I presume, at least. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
You know, I'm very happy that the new Congress was sworn in because it's going to put another nail in the coffin of this country. The American people are so stupid. They don't realize that that it doesn't matter if you put Mickey Mouse into office. These clowns are going to do nothing for us. And it's just double talk. It's rhetoric. But in the end, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. And this country, this so-called Zionist occupied government, will just self-disintegrate. It will disintegrate. And in fact, gentlemen, I hold in my hands now.
You know, as usual, you say things that I agree with, and then you pepper them with terminology
that is very disagreeable.
You can hold on with your quotes here in a moment. Dalbert, has he ever called when you've been on before?
Yeah, I believe
he has. Okay, because he's called a few times recently and has just railed against homosexuals, and I've been like, where is Dale? He's not here tonight. And
I am a flaming homosexual, Scott.
So if Scott can actually...
He just kind of flickers.
Yeah, not really. I'm really not, though.
Scott,
if you get into homosexuals...
Well, hold on, Scott. I'll tell you what.
Well, wouldn't that make you a homosexual?
Don't ask him a question right now. We're going to put Scott on hold because I want to tell you about the Totesac. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods to your vehicle, to your home from your vehicle, or you could haul them to the vehicle. You can haul them wherever you want. The Totesac makes it easy. It's a brilliant handle that has been designed. You just hook the bags, the shopping bags, on this handle. It is, like, unbreakable. This thing is amazingly strong, and it's going to be able to hold more than you could possibly carry.
Recycled, made here right here in the United States.
Yep, you can go to totesac.us to order some for yourself. TOTASAK.US. You get a family pack over there. You can also wholesale these things and sell them at your grocery store or something like that or whatever store you own. It's a great product. I use them personally. I love it. Mark, you use it as well.
They're awesome.
Dilbert, have you had a chance to put yours to work yet?
I don't have any.
You didn't get
any?
Right
here for you.
Mark, we're going to have to work. We're going to fix that. But we're going to give you two right now if you call in at 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105. Call now to win the Totesac. We're coming up.
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and you can enjoy them for free. So head over there and do that at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can support us by going to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. All for as little as $3 a month. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum. Excuse me, the chat room is no longer available. Well, I guess it's still there, but nobody ever uses it. So you'd have access to it. But the forum is certainly used by folks. And, you know, the market decides these things. So you get other stuff as well, like the AMP only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more, to get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some other alternatives. amp.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of the Amplifier program, Jason Osborne of SACL CAI recommends that you join the Amplifier program. SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue, Scott the Bigot is on the line in Massachusetts. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, our government is a super government, a Zionist-occupied government, if you will. And
I will not.
It's too complicated for your listeners. Just they need to educate themselves either online or get
what's, it. What's complicated? The government's a group of men and women, and I would not go in the Zionist direction that you would. They're men and women of various different religions who believe it's okay to control other people. That's what they are, and they believe it's okay to use aggressive force to get people to behave in a certain way, to get them to give up their money, to get them to give up their obedience. That's what the government is. There's nothing complicated about it.
Could I read you this little excerpt from the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion?
No, I really don't want to hear that. I'd rather hear Scott's ideas.
All right,
ideas.
But you'll hear me. Our government is, it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. The people are stupid. They're being fooled, led astray. At the end of the day, they
Why do you have this negative view of humans? Why do you think people are so stupid? Isn't it possible that they're just not? Isn't it possible they're just ignorant on some things?
No, not at all. As Adolf Hitler said famously in Mein Kampf, the people when they hear something over and over and over again, they're so weak-minded that they'll believe it. The people.
What makes you think you're any different?
The people in our country are so stupid. They've been so dumbed down with this. Of democracy. Democracy is garbage. It means nothing. Translation for democracy is Jewish internationalism.
Well, that's a bunch of racist race baiting, but
you can say whatever
democracy
you want.
Is actually two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So as usual, we might agree on the premise, but the reasons, not so much.
So, Scott, I have a question here.
Yeah.
How did the Jews get these special, terrible powers that you like to believe that they have? I mean, how'd that come about?
The gays gave it to them.
I'm glad you mentioned that. If you read The International Jew by Henry Ford, it's known as the Jewish question. What the Jewish question, I'm going to answer your question now. What it means is, the Jewish question, how do the Jews get to such levels of power? What do they do with such power once they get there? How do they achieve their power? How do they use their power?
That wasn't really my question. My question was, what made them how they are? I mean, yeah, they're clearly, according to you, these lurking, evil, scale-covered monsters that will rip out the hearts of children once they have the opportunity. But my question is, how did they get to be so much different than you and I? Because it's your belief that there's what, the Aryans, and they're okay or something. I'm not exactly sure what.
The world is locked in battle between the Aryans and the Jews. And the Jews, to answer your question, are brilliant.
I must be missing that battle.
They're
Go ahead.
Brilliant.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt
you. No one's saying the Jews aren't brilliant. What I'm saying is that they use their brilliance for nefarious, for evil purposes. I'm saying that they use their powers for world domination, for world conquest. These are known as international Jews, the Jews that control Goldman Sachs, the Jews that control the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Jews that control the American Jewish American Jewish Committee, the World Jewish Congress, the Jews that control the New York Times.
On and on. He just
they
keeps
control
going.
Our country.
Has he answered your question, Mark?
I guess.
They control our country. And I'm not a nutshell.
Such a bunch of it is nutty.
They control
Scott.
Our country.
Well, you are just as duped as anybody else.
No. The question would be this: why are the Jews in control of Israel, and they're electing Jews there, but they're not electing Jews here? I mean, because you can't point to very many elected Jews
because
in America.
Let me try answering for him, because then they would figure it out.
I'll answer that question.
The dummies would figure it out.
It wouldn't matter at that point. They'd be in charge.
In the International Jew by Henry Ford, it's known as Gentile fronts. Let me explain what that term means.
Yeah. Oh,
you could have Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith running a giant bank, say Bank of America, but behind it, a Jewish cabal would run it.
Well, that's conveniently not provable.
Oh, it
is. So we're just supposed to take it on faith.
Let me explain. It is provable. It is provable. Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, the Rothschild family from Europe, they control all banks in Europe, they and the Federal Reserve System, Ben Bernanke, Alan Greenspan, they're all Jews that control our monetary system. That's not a myth. That's a fact. The Jews invented the Federal Reserve System.
J.P. Morgan?
J.P. Morgan was a Gentile, but yet he was in cahoots with the Jews, and he was for the Federal Reserve.
Well, wait, is he in the...
You know, like, there were some Jews, there were some that weren't, and that, see, that, therein lies the problem with trying to blame the Jews.
The Jews control the stock exchange. They control the banks. They control the media.
You're spouting off declarations again without being very convincing, though. There were non-Jews involved with the creation of the Fed, too. And that is a huge scam, no doubt about it. But it wasn't just Jews.
Isn't it possible that some people will just use the system to get what they can out of other people, and you don't have to pick them by race? Because that doesn't really work very well, Scott. I mean, trying to identify the bad people by their race.
Are the Jews also in control of Africa and South America and, you know, places like Venezuela, the Congo? Are the Jews also behind the despotic regimes there, the Gentile front, as you call it?
Yes. Anywhere with communism.
It's just such
communism
nonsense.
Was a Jewish
of course,
invention.
Ian.
It's just such nonsense. You're
it's
so paranoid.
Nonsense.
You're paranoid.
And how could communism be a Jewish invention when Milton Friedman, a free market economist, was Jewish?
No. Communism was invented by Karl Marx. It was
right.
a doctrine. It
Milton
was
Friedman won the Nobel Prize for economics, and he espoused free market economics. Wasn't Hayek Jewish? Rothbard's Jewish? I mean, many of the free market economists were Jewish.
Let me explain to you.
When you say communism was Jewish because it was created by Karl Marx, whom I'm going to take your word was a Jew, I certainly don't know, and don't care, quite honestly, then what you have to do is you have to bow your head and give homage to these other Jews that have talked about free market economics. Either that, or you've got to say that every economic system are all Jewish. Jewish plots.
They
Scott
are.
Just got pwned. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Pwned.
Boom. Headshot. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Man, I don't think anyone's ever brought that point up before, Mark.
That
super
genius.
Really good one. You can take control of the airwaves
Mark
here.
Mark A. Edge. Super genius.
Yeah. More coming up. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect
effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free. So head over there, enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Features including news updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can get that information in the way you prefer. Maybe you'd like it email. That's, I think, the best way to guarantee you see everything. But there's also Facebook and Twitter for those of you that are into those worlds, which the Facebook world is incredibly huge. In fact, we just integrated Facebook over onto the Freekeen comments, which is a big change for Freekeen.com. But anyway, you can get on the news updates list, any one of them that you want, or more than one, all for free. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism, whether it's TV, new media, radio, all kinds of journalism, and in public policy, which means think tanks in Washington, D.C. and around the country. The internship program includes a generous stipend. That means a monthly paycheck, or maybe it's biweekly, I'm not sure. Housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Listen, if you're in college and you're going to have a job over the summer, you might as well do a job that's going to teach you about the ideas of liberty, possibly get you a job in the future. And, well, you know, you won't be bagging groceries all summer. It's visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive their updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
It is. It's an awesome, awesome gig.
All right. So 800-259-9231. Now, Scott the Bigot was on the line, and he...
I didn't want to get into the homosexual conversation because we'd already spent a whole segment with him, and I was done with him at that
point. Yeah, I didn't particularly want to talk about the gay stuff either, just because I just can't imagine. I don't know what he would say other than just, like, emotionally charged nonsense, which is most of his other stuff.
Well,
and
don't
then
you
how do you respond to that with any kind of logic?
Dilbert, he is so smart, and we're just stupid. I mean, everybody,
don't get it.
Everybody is so stupid compared to Scott. That's his viewpoint. He believes that the rest of the world is just dumb, and he is the enlightened one, when, in point of fact, Scott is really just, you know, basically a paranoid racist conspiracy theorist. I mean, that's essentially all he calls to espouse, is his paranoia over the so-called Jewish conspiracy to rule the world, and of course it's based in racism and hatred and bigotry, and he doesn't just hate Jews, he hates everybody who's not a white Christian male, effectively. And it's just so sad. And a lot of people have something to say about him, or to him, although he's not on the line now. So let's go to your thoughts. By the way, let's go to Scott, listening in Charleston. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WVTS.
Hey, how you doing tonight, fellas?
Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, that last caller. I had to get on because, like I said, I told the screener, you know, yeah, I've been on several of the affiliates. I think you guys have talked to me on several occasions before. I just wanted everybody to know that that's not me. And
you are the good Scott.
The only thing that conversation lacked was something dark side, something complete, you know, or maybe Dale Gribble from King of the Hill. I'm not sure which. Yeah. But
the dark side joke was over my head, but I hope someone got it. Did you get that one, Dale?
Yeah, well, he just, you know, it's just his villainization of the Jews was very...
I thought it might have been a reference to something.
It was very sort of emperor-esque.
I see. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, he was all talking about the that, and I went back to talking about wealth and all these people having all this other wealth. And the only thing came from Adam Smith was Wealth of Nations, where he says that, you know... any wealth that is created is either grown out of the ground, dug out of the ground, or, you know, taken and increased in value as a result of human endeavor. I mean, that's, if you think about it, that's the only thing. Anybody can do it if they are allowed to do it by their government.
Yep, that's right. Humans create wealth by combining their ideas and their efforts with natural resources or ideas that that have already been created. That tends to be the way that wealth is created.
Right.
Thanks, Scott. Anything else you want to share?
That's about all I got. I just wanted to get on for that. That's all. So
great, man. Thanks for the call.
You guys have a good night.
Yes, sir. You too. And thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jenny, listening also to WVTS in Virginia, West Virginia, rather. Jenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just had to change the subject because my grandmother is a German-born Jew.
Not a problem.
I wanted to tell you a story about my dad. He's
sure.
A Vietnam veteran. He was wounded in battle. He has one arm and part of his right leg.
Yikes.
He was growing marijuana for personal use on our 100-acre farm in rural West Virginia. And he was jailed for 6 months. The property was almost seized. Luckily, that didn't happen.
Sure.
But since he's been in jail, he's had to see the VA medical doctors.
Oh, boy.
He's since become... hopelessly addicted to morphine and narcotics that they prescribed him. And I just think, you know, what a terrible thing. You know, how awful is it to go from, you know, using something that is curing you and helping you to going to something that's just ruining your life?
Hmm. Yeah,
and,
it's really
just,
sad.
You know, and he wasn't hurting anyone. He wasn't offering it to school children. You know, I mean,
right.
We live in the middle of nowhere.
The idea that that him being on heroin is or morphine,
yeah,
or is in any way preferable to him taking marijuana,
right,
or growing marijuana is so
night and day. Yeah,
totally sick and sad. And now he's just—I mean, if he goes without it for a while, you know, he gets really sick. And I feel that it's so sad. So I just
that
wanted to share
so
that
sad
with you and. You know, keep supporting people who use it medicinally because it's absolutely an amazing drug.
Absolutely, it is. The stories that people tell about their experiences using cannabis for medical purposes are just, they're so persuasive. They're so amazingly, like, just awe-inspiring how this drug, this little plant, can assist people. And Jenny, anything else you want to share tonight?
My grandmother is a German-born Jew, and she immigrated to the United States. And I just would like to say that her belief in freedom is so powerful that the ignorant caller, before last, would absolutely cower in her presence.
Thank you, Jenny.
She just believes in hard work and, you know, the power of freedom. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, this is why these ideas that Scott have are, they're old ideas. They're ideas that you wouldn't be able to pass this off on people that know Jews. I'm sure there's bad Jews out there, no doubt. But there are
bad everybody.
Bad everybody. You know, and these ideas are dying. They're dying quickly because people know people, and they won't accept this stuff. It's nonsense. Absolute, utter nonsense.
Let's continue and talk to Bob, listening in Ithaca, New York, to WNYY. Hello, Bob.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how are you guys? I want to say, first of all, I've been listening to you guys for about 3 months, and I think you guys are great.
Thank you very much.
And back into the last call agenda. Hey, I think marijuana should be legal. I think it helps help people with AIDS and everything else tremendously.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And the other thing is about China and the world itself. Why do we support China so much? Where we hate the communists, but yet the reason why I'm saying it is because I'm from Laos. And we went through war in Vietnam. I'm here because of the war, and we hate communists so much, but yet we support China.
Well, hold on. Let's break down. Wait, hold on. Let me break down real quick the language you're using here, because I don't agree with some of the terms. When you say why do we support China? What do you mean by that? Who's we, and what kind of support?
Like Americans. Why do we do business with them when we hate communist people so much?
Well, is it possible that some of the people in China aren't communists?
Right, that's what I think too. Because some people are more capitalist than communists, but yet they're still killing their people inside. But yet we don't go to war with North Korea.
I want to dig into this topic. I want to dig into this topic with you more, Bob. So if you can hang on, we're going to bring you back here in a moment. Why do business with people in China? Well, because in many cases they've got the best product at the best price. But let's talk about it a little further. 800-259-9231. Is there some other ideas that are worthy of discussion on this topic? 800-259-9231. You can take control even of the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up in moments. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything entirely toll free. The number 800-259-9231. If you get on now, we might be able to sneak you in here before the end of this program, but if you don't get in tonight, don't worry. We got shows 6 nights a week. And then we actually have a live Sunday show that is only available on our website at freetalklive.com. So we're on the air 7 nights a week. Here, plenty of time for you to get on the air, even if you don't get in tonight. So let's continue here. Freetalklive.com, by the way, the site to go to. Lots of features there. All of it brought to you free, including the listening options. You can go and tune in to our live streams. You can experience the broadband or dial-up flavors. We also have the webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. And all of these listening options are available around the clock. Although the webcam only airs Free Talk Live during our live hours, it otherwise airs Liberty Radio Network content outside of that. Plus, our satellite channel is also an LRN.FM channel for you. You can go and learn more about that. For all of it, you can learn more about all of it at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Bob is with us. Bob in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here, sir.
Now, you had asked the question, why do we support the Chinese when they are communists? And I started by breaking down the terms in the question. So by we, you meant Americans, so people living generally on this plot of land commonly known as the so-called United States. And by they, you mean the people living primarily on the plot of land called China. But I think within those two groups, there are all kinds of different people, and there are communists living here in the United States, and there are likely, free market-minded people over in China, maybe not as many of them, but because there's a lockdown on information over there, you can't even Google Tiananmen Square, for instance. But I think that some people are probably more interested in communism than others in China. Likely the people in the Communist Party are the ones that are the most interested in communism.
No, they're just interested in power.
A lot of the other people are likely just interested in having a life, having a family, loving
eating, sleeping, doing the things that that we are all interested in because they're human beings. So why do business with the Chinese? Because it makes sense. If they've got a product and they've got a service that is worthy in the marketplace and is a worthy competitor at the right price, then you should buy from them. And also, if you do interact with people in other countries, whether it be China or Cuba or something like some other horrible communist country, then that gives them the opportunity to interact with the so-called enemy, right? It gives them the opportunity to interact with the Americans or whoever and learn that, yep, sure enough, we're just like them with the same kind of wants and desires.
We love our kids, too.
Yep, and we're human beings as well. So that's why I would say people should do business with them and anyone around the world. I don't care what arbitrary political designation somebody lives on. I think that everybody should be free to interact with whoever they want. Don't you?
That's a great way to put it, sir. But my other question is, why didn't we step foot in North Korea again when they start bombing the South, where we should say, hey, why are you doing this, you know?
Why didn't we set foot in North Korea? By we, you mean the U.S. military?
The States. That's correct.
Okay, well,
that's
just
the
make
real,
it clear.
In my opinion, that's the real war that we should be in.
I don't want to be in a war.
I hate war. I can't stand war.
Why would you want to go to North Korea? I mean, what's your business there?
I think because North Korean people are being slaves there and they're starving to death.
That may be true.
Agreed. And most of the, you know, the embargoes and things like that are put on that nation probably don't help with that. But, you know, I would suspect that most of the reason that North Korea acts up these days is because North Korea gets what it wants when it acts up. So, you know, it's kind of like a spoiled child throwing a tantrum. They tend to get concessions when they do whatever it is that they do. As far as I'm concerned, the United States should pull all troops out of South Korea and
the rest of the world
sell weapons to South Korea if that's what they want to defend themselves. But then they can handle that. Issue because North Korea.
Do you think they're able to defend themselves though?
Would they be able to?
You think so?
Well, why wouldn't South Korea be able to defend itself against North Korea? I mean, why does North Korea a superior military state?
It's not.
It's not. I mean,
they don't have power.
Right. They don't have electricity. I mean, their economy is so bad that they really can't do anything. It's just a shell of a country.
All they have, and I don't think it's enough, is just ruthlessness.
You say because of the nuclear weapons that they have there, they can just push a button and say, hey, here you go.
I don't know. Is there any real proof they actually have?
Oh, they've got them.
Do they really do?
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Yeah, a few months ago, they just found out that they had it.
If they use them, I imagine they must have some idea of notion of what would happen if they did use them.
Right.
I mean, that's the
nature
of nuclear weapons.
Kim Jong Il
have them. Then.
Right. He certainly knows that there might be a repercussion if he decided to launch that nuclear weapon.
Yeah, there almost certainly would be. Yeah.
So, you know what? By the way, any other thoughts you want to share tonight, Bob?
No, not at all. Just, you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, man. We're glad you're out there. And, hey, if you like the show and you're listening on a local radio station like you are there in Ithaca, WNYY, take a moment, call the program director during the week, during business hours, and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live. WNYY is one of our handful of progressive talk stations. We're mostly heard on kind of the traditional conservative talkers.
Because that's mostly what there is.
That's right. That's mostly what's out there. But WNYY has had us on for a while now on weeknights, and they've been taking the third hour of the show live. There's another couple hours you guys aren't hearing, so... tell them thanks for Free Talk Live and ask for more. And thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. By the way, speaking of North Korea, Johnson sent me a link to a video. I don't think I mentioned this on the air, Mark. I think I told you off the air. But Johnson sent me a link to this video called The Vice Guide to North Korea.
Yes.
It's 14 parts long, but the parts are only like 5 minutes, so it's not incredibly lengthy. And it's just an outstanding documentary because... there aren't really very many documentaries about North Korea. They don't let people... they tend to not allow people with cameras into North Korea. But in this case, they did, for whatever reason. They allowed these documentarians in. And I guess the show actually airs on MTV, from what I understand. But they allowed these guys in, and it's almost... it's hard to describe it in a short amount of time, how crazy
I've seen a documentary. It may not be the same one. But I saw a documentary where cameras were allowed in. They were probably under very strict supervision.
You're always under strict. Whether you've got cameras or not, they're always under strict supervision.
They're given a very guided tour of places that are kept very pristine for tourists.
And the creepiest thing about it was, and that's exactly what they did, they would take them into this restaurant, so-called, and the guy got this impression that, the main guy that's hosting this thing, got this impression that the woman here that's serving him at this restaurant doesn't do anything for the rest of, the time. Like, she sits around and waits weeks at a time for somebody to come in, because there's no one else there. They're in this dining hall at this hotel, like where you'd be normally seated at a banquet. And there are tables with the settings at them.
Right.
But there's no one there.
It's just for outsiders, just to show them, look, no, North Korea's doing hunky-dory. Everything's wonderful here.
They have this hotel that essentially no one stays in.
Right, the hotel. The hotel is on an island, and
what
you
got me
leave.
Was that what got me was the people was that the people the reverence that they show for Kim Jong Il.
Yeah,
is he's a deity to them. I mean, and they seem absolutely terrified to express anything other than worshipfulness.
Go look it up
toward him.
Take the time to watch it. Yeah. It will blow your mind. It's called The Vice Guide to North Korea. Let's talk to Kurt. He is in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I called to rebut something Scott had said in an earlier podcast and how apropos that he was on the line. He was the first caller you guys took as I connected. But in an earlier podcast, and you said you didn't want to talk about the homosexual thing, but he did assert that being gay was a choice. And I have a question that I like to ask people who make this assertion. And I always ask them if they have it within them, the choice to look at my hairy white butt and say, I got to get some of that. And normally at that point, they realize it's not much of a choice because,
right.
They like what they like, too.
If being gay is a choice, then what you're suggesting is that the being straight is also a choice.
Go think back, right? When did you choose to be straight,
All right, little girls, I remember in kindergarten thinking they were pretty.
Hey, Kurt, thanks for the point. Appreciate it. Let's talk to, I believe it's Johnson. Johnson in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just have a real quick request for any listeners who are anarcho-capitalists. It's kind of a name, but, a bunch of listeners have suggested to me that I go and become a fan of anarchism on Facebook, right? The anarchism page. Well, the anarchism guy, I guess, or some of the people who are promoting that page are just going around basically preaching that property is theft and we need to take action against all the people who are hoarding. And so I just want to encourage, any other anarcho-capitalists who are out there to just go on and join some of the conversation in the posts that are going on that page.
Flame war!
I think this is the worst waste of time,
exactly.
Quite honestly. So much time is spent on these fringe nut jobs that call themselves anarchists out there when they are a lost cause. Go out there and talk to your friends and family about the ideas of liberty. Don't worry about people on Facebook.
We're out of time. Thanks, Johnson. Appreciate the call tonight. And thank you to Albert for coming in.
Sure, glad to.
Appreciate it.
These anarchist forums, they're the most restrictive places in the world to talk about freedom.
There's more coming up tomorrow night. We'll see you then on the line. In the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.